goodness and kindness. And what does goodness and kindness look like? The opening scene of the movie Saving Private Ryan shows an elderly gentleman walking ahead of his family towards the American National Cemetery off of Omaha Beach in Normandy, France. The gentleman finally comes to a grave marker and stands, and then eventually slumps in tears in front of this marker. His family rushes over to his side to see if he's okay. Then he looks up into the camera with strong, steely eyes. And the next scene is another man with strong, steely eyes in a landing craft heading towards Omaha Beach. What follows is the story of a squad of soldiers tasked to find Private James Ryan of the 101st Airborne Division, the remaining living son of four others who have died in the war. The Army Chief of Staff, through the chain of command, orders Captain John Miller to locate this soldier and bring him back alive. And so the story continues of Captain Miller and members of the 6th Ranger Battalion going through many battles to finally find Private James Ryan. The next to the last scene of the movie shows this squad of soldiers defending a bridge in a village in France. And eventually all but two are killed. Private James Ryan survives and one others. But Captain John Miller, leading the squad, is mortally wounded. And as he's sitting across from a Jeep, sitting against a Jeep, the dying Captain Miller reaches out and grabs Private James Ryan's collar and says, "James Ryan, earn this." The closing scene is back to the American cemetery with this elderly gentleman who is the former Private James Ryan. And he asks his wife of many years, "Have I led a good life? Tell me I'm a good man." She looks into his eyes with love and answers strongly, "You are." I believe this is the answer we all want to hear from our kids and especially from the Lord. Have I been a good man? Have I been a good woman? Have I led a life that has honored the Lord and has respected others? We want the Lord to say these words of blessing to each of us who follow Jesus every day. And when we see him face to face, we want to hear these words that Jesus spoke in Matthew 25:21. "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." What does it mean to be good? What does it mean to be kind? The good thing about this is it's not something you earn. It's not something you have to work to get. Goodness and kindness is a seed that's planted by the Lord into our hearts and soul because we have faith in Christ. And through faith and prayer and daily living out the gospel, that seed grows into a character of goodness, which desires to do actions of kindness. It is a matter of character. It is a matter of the heart. The Holy Spirit empowers us with God's goodness to live a good and godly life and to be kind towards those we love and especially towards those we consider unlovely. In his book, If God is Good, author Randy Alcorn recalls he has a friend by the name of Ethel Hare who had a double mastectomy. 2 months later, doctors discovered that the cancer had spread. One of Ethel's friends, shocked and fumbling for words, asked her, "How do you feel about God now?" Reflecting on the moment the question was posed to her, Ethel says, and this is in her words, "As I sought to explain what has happened in my spirit, it all became clearer to me. God has been preparing me for this moment. He has undergirded me in ways I never known before. He has made himself increasingly real and precious to me. He has given to me such joy as I've never known before, and I've no need to work at it. It just comes even amidst the tears. He has taught me that no matter how good my genes are or how well I take care of my diet and myself, He will lead me on whatever journey He chooses and will never leave me for a moment of that journey. And He planned it all in such a way that step by step, He prepared me for the moment when the doctor dropped the last shoe. God is good, no matter what diagnosis or prognosis, or the fearfulness of the uncertainty of having neither. The key to knowing God is good is simply knowing Him. The goodness of God is something that's implanted by the Holy Spirit in our hearts. Ethel is giving witness to the goodness of God that is implanted into the life of all followers of Jesus Christ. Because God takes what is broken, God takes what is hurting, God takes what are failures, and God takes what we see as wrong and evil and sinful in our eyes that happens to us and transitions from tragedy to triumph in the midst of our hurt and our pain and our tears. God is good. Psalm 34:8. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in Him. Being good is about character. It is about the character of God who has demonstrated His love when Jesus gave His life to free us from sin and evil. It's His character of loving kindness. He wants us to be good people. Because in God, there is no evil, no sin. Nothing is imperfect about God. He is good all the time. And therefore, the good that He implants in our souls is perfect and good. As His nature is goodness, God desires that we mature and ripen into a spirit of that goodness. And is that goodness not needed in our world today? As you listen to the news, or hear the radio, or read the paper, or the internet, there is so much going on that is not good, right? You with me on that? And I just see the acrimony and the hatred between peoples that is happening. And you say, Lord, plant some goodness in their hearts. But then I realize that goodness has to start with me. That as I'm watching these people go at each other, that my mouth is not saying words that I shouldn't say towards the TV, but that my heart, the goodness that God implanted in me, oh Lord, help me to pray for these people. Help me to say words that are uplifting and enhancing and not hurtful. Help goodness to start with me, because You are a good God and You have made us good and You have planted that goodness in our hearts. It has to start with each of us. Goodness is knowing that God is good all the time and that He desires us to be good in Him. Psalm 31:19 and 20. Oh, how abundant is Your goodness that You have laid up for those who fear You and accomplished for those who take refuge in You in the sight of everyone. God wants us to be good people. Good people that reflect the life of Jesus in what we think and what we say and how we believe, because it's from the heart that comes our thoughts, and from our thoughts come our words. So it has to start in the soul. And God has changed our DNA in faith and again has implanted that seed of goodness to grow into a flower of kind words and actions. And so what is kindness? Our scripture from Ephesians states that God's goodness and resulted in the most kind act of human history. That is our salvation in Jesus. Being rescued from sin, evil, and every other thing that isn't good. Romans 5:8, but God proves his love for us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And then our scripture this morning, but God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together in Christ. By grace, you have been saved. It's not something you have to earn. It's not a ladder you have to climb to get to God. He has, by grace, given us salvation through his Son, simply by faith. No other degree needs to be had to be a Christian, so that in the ages to come, he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. We are to grow in the fruit of kindness from the seed of goodness. God loves us. He does want the best for us and calls us to know him, enjoy him, and to enjoy his presence in our lives, while at the same time enjoying and enhancing the lives of others. That's the goodness of God. Just the other day, I was with a group of men, believers in Jesus. We meet together on Thursday morning and share life together. Pray for one another, just share life together. One of those men was sharing how two of his new employees had never heard about Jesus. So this brother in Christ told them about the goodness of God and the kindness of Christ. And he saw that his two employees had listening ears and wide open eyes. They had never heard that story before. It is hard for me to imagine people living in this country who have not heard about the kindness and goodness of God. But it confirms within me that we as God's people need to live this way before others. We need to not only share the good news, but we need to act out the good news. We need to have hearts of goodness and hands of kindness. Psalm 100.5, for the Lord is good, his loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. The Lord is good and is kind our entire lives, and for our kids and our grandchildren and for our future. In 1967, Doug Nichols was doing missions work in India when he contracted tuberculosis and was committed to a sanitarium for several months. In the TB sanatorium, Doug found himself in a lonely, confusing, and troubled place. He did not know the language of the other patients, but he wanted to share the good news of Jesus with others. All Doug had in the sanitarium were a few gospel tracts in their language, Parsi. He tried to pass them out, but nobody wanted them. Then one night, Doug woke up at 2 a.m., coughing so violently that he could not catch his breath. During this coughing fit, Doug noticed a little old emaciated man across the aisle trying to get out of bed. He was so weak he could not stand up. He began to whimper. He tried again, but to no avail. In the morning, Doug realized that the man had been trying to get up to use the bathroom, but he just couldn't. The other patients were angry at the old man for not being able to contain himself, for the stench was great. The nurse cleaned up the mess and then slapped the man. The next night, Doug again saw the old man trying to get out of bed, but this time Doug got out of bed, iced up the old man and carried him to the toilet, and then brought him back to bed. The old man kissed Doug in the cheek and promptly went to sleep. Early the next morning, Doug awoke to see a steaming cup of tea beside his bed. Another patient had kindly made it for him. The patient motioned that he wanted one of those gospel tracts. The next 2 days, one after another, patient asked, could I have one of those tracts also? Acts of kindness make Christ look good. The kindness of God is action. It's not a passive word, but an action word, which takes hurting people and gives them hope. It puts the pieces back together for someone who has been broken. It brings back purpose and a reason to live and thrive for those who believe life to be hopeless and believe that they cannot change. But the goodness and the kindness of the Lord demonstrates that people can change, because the goodness and kindness of the Lord has changed each one of us. Goodness is what we grow into as followers of Jesus. Out of that godly goodness flows godly kindness, because we believe God is good and gives to us the fruit of goodness, which ripens into acts of kindness. So I ask you, as I asked you earlier, what does kindness and goodness look like for you? And how have each of us worked out in our own lives that God is good, good all the time, and that through that goodness, we desire to be a kind and good person? Do you know the Lord Jesus, and have you that goodness and kindness in your own heart? Let us pray. Lord, I thank you for this word this morning. And it's oftentimes easier said than done. But yet through faith, through prayer, we know that we can grow into that kindness and goodness, because your salvation in Jesus Christ has made us good, and that we will desire to be people who are kind. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.